Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
And, Mike, this week we have spent a lot of time talking about the death penalty after Arizona carried out its first execution since 2014 yesterday. Earlier today, you spoke with former public defender Dale Bache, who told you he's not a fan of capital punishment.
I am opposed to the death penalty because what I have learned over the 33 years of representing people who have been sentenced to death, that the death penalty just doesn't work.
Yeah, and he expanded on why he feels that way, Mike. How do you think the death penalty should work, and should the next governor of Arizona make that a priority?
I don't know if it should be a priority, but I think if we are going to implement the death penalty, if we are going to use capital punishment in Arizona, we have to resign ourselves to the fact that as a state, we are putting someone to death. We're taking their life from them, and we have to be okay with that. And if we are okay with it in the situations of very heinous crimes like this, I think it should go more quickly. I think that there should be an appeals process. We should exhaust every possibility that the wrong person has been condemned. But if there's eyewitnesses to the crime, DNA evidence to the crime, why does the appeals process take 20 years? Because every hearing, every appeal, every appellate decision that happens opens the wound for the families of the victims. And I think if as a state we focus on the victims and their family, and when we talk about fairness and we talk about what's necessary, we're going to get a better picture of what that looks like. So if we're going to do it, we need to do it more quickly, and we need to make sure it's humane, but it's got to be also in the best interest of the victims' families and not just in the best interest of the condemned person.
Well, right now, a good chunk of the country, including Arizona, is dealing with a shortage of baby formula. And Dr. Gary Kirkless, a pediatrician at Phoenix Children's, told you this morning what desperate parents should not be doing.
Some parents have been looking online to do homemade formula making. It is not at all advised. I mean, some of the older parents might say, well, we used to make formula before. But there's a lot of issues that go along with that, particularly pasteurization. You don't know if the powdered formula you're using is correctly pasteurized, then you could have more issues with bacterial infections.
And now it sounds like the Biden administration is about to get involved in this. What action should they take, if any, on this?
To be honest with you, I don't know how the federal government can solve this problem, unless, of course, it's making sure that it's expedited where this can get to market. But again, you also know that one of these places has been shut down because of illness to children. They weren't keeping up with cleanliness standards. And you've got, obviously, if you're going to be feeding this to babies, feeding this to young children, it's got to be clean. It's got to be good. It can't be tainted. So we have got to be more diligent in how we get this out there. There was another story that said that formula is being sent by the pallet load down to the border, which is making people angry, that we are allowing people into the country with babies when our own babies aren't eating properly. So there's a lot of different things they can do policy-wise to solve this problem. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the headlines.
Well, inflation and low inventory have already made Phoenix a tough housing market. Caitlin McKeague with real estate website HomeSmart says rising interest rates are now contributing to the problem.
We were looking at about a 3% interest rate on average for a 30-year fixed rate loan. And today we're in the 5% range. So it's really drastically changed what people can afford.
And do you think that drastic hike will wind up backfiring on the economy in some form or fashion?
I don't know. I know that what it's going to do is further price people out of the market, because payment ability to make the minimum payment that you would on a mortgage is one of the factors in whether or not you get a loan. And if the interest rates go up, the payments go up. So it may price some people out of the market. And if people aren't moving out of rentals and into homes they've purchased, you get a backlog on people that need rentals, and it drives that price up. So I'll be honest, the answer for me is more houses, and the more we can get on the market, so the faster we can expedite these projects, whether it's multifamily dwellings or neighborhoods or otherwise, we're going to be better off in the long run. But we've got to get moving on this with workforce and with ease of process. That would drive down costs in the short term. That's where we need to focus.
Well, the Phoenix Suns can close out their best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal series with the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Coach Monty Williams says the first quarter has been huge for his team so far, and he expects that to be the case again tonight.
You could sit here and say, get off to a good start, but what does that look like? Efficient offense, not turning it over, and then making sure they only get one shot.
Mike, maybe for the casual sports fan out there, how dangerous are game sevens if the Suns don't win tonight, especially for the favorite?
It always is. It's always a danger. You never want to go seven games if you don't have to, because this is still a long way from the finals. There's going to be a long series. If we pull this off, we're probably going to face Golden State. At least that's what it looks like right now. That's going to go a long way. That would be a tough series. And if we win that, then you get to the finals, which means the more time off you can have, the better rested you are. But I like the fact that this is getting kind of chippy with Dallas. I like that this is not just a finesse team on the floor for the Phoenix Suns, that they're being pushed to be a little tougher, that it gets a little chippy in the paint. I think this is a new element for this team. If they can show toughness, if not just mental but physical toughness, it goes a long way. But what it does to the body is a different story. So ending it in six is good for them all the way around. They've got the tools to do it. Let's see if they can pull it off.